James Scott's impressive debut novel, The Kept, follows in the great tradition of Southern Gothic and Western novels, but with its compelling action transferred to the desolate, icebound landscape of upstate New York. With an original story possessed of a true sense of place, this writer probes haunting questions about family and mothers and sons in particular, wrapping them in a narrative at once shocking and lyrical. Again, the title of the new novel is The Kept, and it's a great pleasure to welcome James Scott to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You are a graduate of Middlebury College. You live in Massachusetts, and this book is set in upstate New York. So this is literally in your backyard.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, my grandparents live most of their lives in Syracuse. And so as a child, I would go up there a lot to visit them. And my father owns a house on the St. Lawrence River. And so we would make that trip too. And I lived from 10 to 18 outside Albany. So I sort of had it triangulated between Vermont and way upstate New York and Syracuse and Western Massachusetts, which is where I spent my very early years and then live currently with my wife.
There is such a sense in this novel about isolation and desolation, and I assume that that's something you wanted to explore.
Yeah, for sure. The book takes place in 1897, and life obviously was very hard at that time, and the Howell family, who's the center of the book, they early in the story, so prior to the book, to the, actually the outset of the book, Elspeth, who's the mother, is sort of kicked out of her home along with the man who will become her husband, Jorah. And they, because of that experience, because of being, you know, forcibly ejected from their home, they find a home that they can make just for themselves. And they find a spot on the side of a mountain in upstate New York where sort of they hope that no one will find them unless they purposely go to find people on their own.
We are introduced to Caleb. He is 12 years old. He is Elspeth's middle child. And he really is an unforgettable character. And I'm curious as to how you came to create him and really, in some ways, look at the world through his eyes.
It was really difficult. It was hard for me. Caleb, as a 12-year-old, has never been off their farm. He's never experienced the world. And so figuring out what he sees and how he sees it and how he sort of takes in the world as he and Elspeth venture forth, it was hard to sort of press the reset button so completely and figure out, you know, what would I think if I was walking down a street for the first time? What would I think if I, you know, especially if I had seen a horrible tragedy such as Caleb has, how would I react to that? And he's certainly much braver than I would have been in the same situation. But, you know, I was kind of a precocious kid and I was out doing a lot of stuff. So he's very, very different than I was as a child. But yeah, finding the balance between making him totally naive and yet, you know, being forced into experiencing all these things and trying to piece them together was one of the great difficulties of the book. And, you know, it took 8.5 years to write it. And that's one of the things that I found most challenging.
You know, after reading the novel, I was struck by something in one of the blurbs that Tom Perata wrote that said the book starts out as a straightforward revenge narrative, then slowly deepens into something much more mysterious and compelling, which I certainly agree with. And I was interested as to whether you felt that shift as you were writing it.
I did. I you know, when Tom sent that blurb along, he's one of the nicest people I know, and
yeah,
just such a
great guy,
giving and wonderful writer, just yeah, amazing. And as a writer, isn't just incredible. And so to have him read the book at all was such a thrill. And then to get that blurb, it really spoke to how I felt about the book, which was that I used this very traditional, you know, the family's been murdered and let's go figure out who did it and why, as a sort of Trojan horse to figure out and explore all these other themes that I found really interesting, the themes that you were talking about at the outset of the show, that the idea of the difference between being a mom and being a mother and, you know, gender equalities and sexuality and, you know, the duty of a son and the role all those things play and how they intertwine, to me was the most interesting thing as the book sort of unfurled.
The mother-son relationship is fascinating, and how they have to reconsider that relationship is mm-hmm. is a really interesting dynamic.
Thank you. Yeah, my mother and I have a wonderful relationship, and when I was a child, and certainly still today, you know, my mom was my best friend. But for Caleb and Elspeth, they've never spent much time together. She has a complicated relationship with her family and especially with the children. And when they're babies and things are very simple and she can take care of them very easily, she's so enamored of them. It's like a rush to her. But then once things get more complex and it's more difficult for her to answer their questions, she sort of leaves and goes off to become she's a midwife, and so she leaves and she goes to another city and she takes care of another child, and it is a strange relationship, and it's a complicated relationship, and it's one that it's sort of similar to the way that I figured out Caleb. It was just sort of as I went, I tried to, you know, really had to put myself in their shoes in terms of how they could sort of stitch together a relationship now that they're forced into such, you know, tight quarters. And I love doing it. I mean, I loved figuring them out, and I really sort of fell in love with both of them in that way. And it was tough to not push them together too soon because I so desperately wanted her to take care of him, and I so desperately wanted him to know what that felt like, but I had to sort of resist that urge and stay true to the characters and to the story.
In that staying true, what I found interesting, though, is that it is set in the 19th century. However, because of the issues, because of dealing with family and crime and redemption, that sometimes as a reader, I had to remind myself that I was reading about this time because it's so universal. It's almost as if that didn't matter as much, which I often feel even in a Cormac McCarthy novel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, these things existed long before we talked about them and long before we made, you know, sort of a big deal about them. They were just sort of kept quieter. And one of the reasons why I set the book in the time frame that I did is that I think that it is true that these things have always happened, and the way they were sort of swept under the rug or the way that they were treated is very different from now. And I liked that dynamic. I liked the push-pull of that, of exploring, you know, how people would relate to those things at that time. And it was, again, it was tough. I mean, it took a lot of time to sort of figure it all out and parse it all out. But I mean, I think I'm glad to hear you say that the story is universal, because that was one of my goals. I mean, one of my goals was to find this very universal story and again, basing the story in these sort of bedrock foundations of the revenge story or of the Western, so that I could explore these things that maybe people aren't used to seeing in that context and be able to accept them more easily, but also to be able to think about them deeper because the other parts of the story they're more familiar with. So it gives them more room to explore, hopefully.
It is interesting because there are comparisons made to Western novels as well as to Southern Gothic novels, and here you are in upstate New York. And right. And again, shows the universality of how these feelings impact us.
Yeah, I mean, that was my, you know, when I was a kid and I read Southern Gothic and I read it quite early and was very enamored of it, I'd never been to the South. And so my only experience of a landscape somewhat similar to that was upstate New York and taking these long drives to my grandparents' house in Syracuse. And I really, you know, kept that close. And when it came time to write the novel and set it in a place, I felt like I'd already done a lot of that work as a kid. And so I could sort of fall back on that. And again, that, you know, there are a lot of things that I had to undertake in writing this book. And having something that was so familiar to me, I think, gave me the comfort so that I could explore these other things that were more difficult.
And in the book, while there is a certainly a brutality to it, it is ultimately, you are a compassionate writer in that regard.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear you say that. I hope people who read the book feel the same way. Yeah, especially Elspeth, who has to do some very bad things and who has made some mistakes in her past, in order to think about her with the proper empathy that I needed to, I saw her as an addict, and the things that she does are compulsions. And she understands, I mean, from the very first line of the book, which is Elspeth Howell was a sinner, we know that she understands that she's done things that are wrong. And so she understands the difference between right and wrong, but when faced with temptation, it just gets short-circuited. And so I saw her as really, you know, wanting desperately to be the person that she hoped she could be, but just not being able to get past her relationship with temptation. And she tries her best to stay out of the way, but, you know, it just has such a draw and such a pull. And I really had to think about, you know, the things in my life that I have trouble staying away from and should, or the things that I've done wrong and mistakes that I've made, and then sort of blow them up and magnify them to the point where I could sort of, again, feel this empathy for her.
It's a very memorable debut novel. It is The Kept. And James Scott will be speaking and reading tonight at Odyssey Bookshop and College Street in South Hadley, Massachusetts at 7 o'clock. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. He'll also be at Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont on Friday, the 21st of February, and at their Saratoga location of Northshire on Saturday, the 22nd of February. You can find out more information on all of those dates by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. James Scott, a great pleasure. I wish you all the luck in the world with the new novel, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. It was a pleasure for me, too.
Again, the name of the novel is The Kept by James Scott. It is published by Harper. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.